الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، today, as most of you are aware of, we have gathered to discuss a topic which is very relevant for all of us here. And in the wake of the incident that happened today from our time and New Zealand's time yesterday, that we are all aware of the mass shooting that happened in two of the masajids in New Zealand. And that resulted into loss of 49 lives, innocent lives. And we all make dua for the Muslimin who passed away, who were martyred on one of the blessed days, Yawm al-Jum'ah. And the blessed time of that day, they were martyred, and inshallah, we all make dua that they will be in the highest level of the Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus. And but when we heard about this incident, I believe many of us were not really surprised, maybe shocked, maybe hurt, sad, but we were not really surprised because of the environment we are living in, whether in the West or in the West or in the East. Wherever we talk about, the situation has been created that is very Islamophobic and creating hatred towards Muslims and Islam at large. And it's not, we cannot think of the incident that happened as just some random person. He went crazy and started doing the act, what he did. Because this very same kind of an act that we see that happened, whether it was Canada, whether it was UK, whether it was United States, or Australia, or New Zealand, or whether, whatever Western country we're talking about, or whether it happened in the Eastern country or in the Muslim world. We're seeing these things are happening over and over. That shows that this is something systematic that's happening. So it cannot be just said that there were some individuals who have done this act. So we really have to make sure that the right perpetrator has been pointed out. And it is not just individuals. Yes, at this point there was an individual or a bunch of individuals who committed the act, but what pushed them to act like that? This is something we really have to look into. Before I get into this, we have to be very clear about what is the stance of the Muslims or the Islam about the innocent lives being taken, whether they were Muslims or non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادِ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And the ayah is talking about whosoever takes the life of a person or soul unjustly. And the nafs, the word nafs is used. It's not saying a Muslim only. Any soul, any life unjustly has been taken. It is as if you have killed the whole mankind. And the ayah continues, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And if you save a life, it is as if you have saved the whole mankind. This is the stance of the Muslims. This is the stance Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about the innocent lives they have lost. Now, when we talk about New Zealand, that happened last night, yesterday, We have to remember one thing though. We cannot just think of New Zealand like this. The very similar kind of atrocities are happening all across the world on a daily basis. We as a Muslim, we have to understand that anywhere a Muslim life is lost, we have to remember that we are part of the very same ummah. And we have to feel the pain of the ummah on a global scale. We cannot isolate ourselves and thinking that this is just some Muslims out there who act like that, so they deserve it. We are part of the same ummah. No matter the incident happened, or whatever is happening in Syria, whatever is happening in Rohingya, whatever is happening in East Turkestan, or Yemen, or Kashmir, or New Zealand, or happens in the United States, they're all our brothers. And we are accountable for that. We cannot think as this is not our, this has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with us. And we are accountable. We have to answer Allah Azza wa Jal about any innocent blood that is spilling, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has given this role of leading the mankind. We are the one Allah has created as the best ummah for the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation raised for mankind. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not saying that you are the best nation raised for the Muslimin only. It's saying for the mankind. But for us to be the best nation, Allah has put the conditions around it that we have to do أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, enjoin the good, and forbid the evil, وَتَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. So أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ is the thing that makes us, and the believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that makes us the best ummah for the mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at another place to show us what is our role. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُوا رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are, Allah has created you as the ummatun wasata, as the best ummah. Many times people translate that as if it means a mediocre ummah or a middle ummah. No, it means the just ummah, the one that is witness over the mankind, the one that provides the justice to the mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is witness over us. Now, talking about the issue that happened in New Zealand when the Muslim lives, innocent lives were lost, we should not forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks of the Muslim, the innocent Muslim life that has been lost. Like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that talks about when Rasulullah was doing the tawaf of the Kaaba, and he said, "Ma atyabaki," he's saying that how beautiful you are, "wa atyaba rihak," and how beautiful you smell, "ma azamak," and how great you are, وَعَذَمَ حُرْمَتَكَ, and how great your sanctity is. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدْ بِيَدِهِ لَحُرْمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعَذَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حُرْمَةَ مِنْكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the hurmah of the blood of the believer in the eyes of Allah has more value than the Kaaba itself. And another hadith talks about it, the Kaaba and the surrounding of the Kaaba. The place we bow down on a daily basis towards, the Kaaba. Allah is comparing the blood of innocent Muslims that have been spilled worth more than the destruction of the Kaaba itself and the surrounding. And when we look at the situation what happened in New Zealand or happening around the world, as I said, we should not be just focusing on the New Zealand and thinking just we can only talk about that if it happens within our backyard. So we have to wait for it. No, as a Muslim, we understand that the believers are brothers to each other. As the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-Muslimu akhuhu al-Muslim. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ وَلَا يَخْذِلُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُ. A believer is a brother of a believer. A Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. He does not oppress him. He does not betray him. He does not give it to him, to somebody. Or he does not degrade him. لَا يَحْقِرُ. Now, when we look at the situation today, it reminds us of, yes, this, we are part of the one ummah, and we have to take care of the situation, what's happening. But at the same time, it shows us what is happening in the world when we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes we feel like those ahadith were really mentioned for today's time. Even the killing that happened in New Zealand, like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it seems like it applies right there. It says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is swearing by Allah azza wa jal on whose hand his life is, his soul is. لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ. He's saying, that time would come when the murder, a time will come. لَا يَدْرِيَ الْقَاتِلُ فِي أَيِّ شَيْءٍ قَتَلَ. That's the one who is murdering, he would not know why he killed. وَلَا يَدْرِ الْمَقْتُولُ عَلَىٰ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ قُتِلْ. And the one who's killed, he doesn't know why he's killed. And today, even though we see that the person who killed in New Zealand, he has a manifesto and he has many things that he's talking about why he was acting like that. But if you go dig deep, there are many individuals like this you will find. Maybe many groups who are talking like this. But today, in reality, the reason this hatred exists among the world today about the Muslim and Islam, it is not just by some groups and individuals. It has been done on a systematic manner. This is a media controlled by many powerful nations which are promoting this idea and brainwashing the people to act the way they are acting today. And the one who's killing, in reality, he has no clue why he's killing. And the one who's getting killed doesn't know why he got killed. People went for Salatul Jum'ah to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Were they expecting that they will be showered with the bullets like this? No. That's what it means by the one who's killing, he doesn't know why he's killing, and the one who's getting killed doesn't know why he got killed. Now, the other reason that we find that we are in such a mess is because of kind of leadership we have, whether it's in the Muslim land or whether it's in the non-Muslim land. The world at large, the people who are ruling, the way they are ruling over the people, that is causing the frustrations among the people. That's causing the hatred among the people. And we are ending up with these kinds of incidents left and right. And again, as I mentioned, when we read the ahadith, you feel like those ahadith are talking about today's time. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَيَّاتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتُ خَدَّعَاتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, they will come to the people years of treachery. يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ. The one, when the liar will be regarded as a truthful one. وَيُكَذِّبُ فِيهَا صَادِقٌ. And the truthful one will be regarded as the liar. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. And the one who is the dishonest one will be considered as the one who is the honest one. And vice versa. And the hadith continues on and says, وَيَنْتِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبَدَى. And the رُوَيْبَدَى will speak. قِيلَ وَمَا رُوَيْبَدَى. And was asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is رُوَيْبَدَى? And this is a very interesting thing. Sahaba, whenever they did not understand something, they asked. even to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they did not understand something, they asked Rasulullah. Or even if they sense something where they found whether Rasulullah is acting according to wahi or not, they ask. So if they can give some better suggestion, if it was just based on his nature. So that was a normal thing. So they ask, وَمَا الرُّوَيْبَدَ what is الرُّوَيْبَدَ قَالَ الرَّجُلُ تَافِهُ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَمَّةِ Talking about, Rasulullah is telling them, he is the incompetent person who is running the affairs of the people. And look, the hadith, it starts with not سَيَّاتِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It says, سَيَّاتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. The time will come over the people. The incompetent people will be running the affairs of the people. And this is the result of it, that today we are in such a mess. And it's not because of they have the power, it's because the one who is supposed to be leading the mankind, they have given up their job. We are the one, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the light to take the people out of darkness and take them into the light. The one who can show the people what the right way to do the things are. We have given up our role in the world. Again, remember, this ayah we hear all the time. Think about what does it mean. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You are the best nation. It's not me who's saying. It's not some Tom, Dick and Harry saying out on the street. It's Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, you are the best nation raised for the mankind. Let's take this job that Allah has assigned to us. So show the people that what this ummah is about, what this deen gives to the people, the mercy that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ that we have not sent you Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the mercy to the mankind. Let's show this mercy to the mankind instead of keeping it to ourselves only. As I said, for us to attain this status, this rank that Allah has given to us as an ummah, we have to act accordingly. And what is that accordance? We have to do, we have to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And this is whether it's on an individual level or whether it's on a societal level. This is an obligation put on us by Allah Azza wa Jal. Like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, Man ra'a minkum munkara, when whosoever sees a munkar or an evil, فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ he must change it with his hand. وَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعِ فَبِلِسَانِهِ And if he cannot do with his hand, then with his tongue. وَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعِ فَبِقَلْبِهِ And if he cannot do with his tongue, then with his heart. فَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ And this is the lowest level of the iman. This is the lowest level of the iman. Yani, if we are not even feeling bad, when we see a munkar that happens, the evil things are happening, there is no iman. If we don't even feel bad in our heart. ذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ This is the lowest level of iman, if we are only feeling bad if we seeing the things. And also, it's not something that we think of it as a recommendation from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is an obligation on all of us to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنَهُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُشْكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِقَابَ مِنْ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ The hadith says, Rasulullah is saying, by the one in whose hand is my soul, either you command good and forbid evil, or Allah is saying, لَيُشْكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِقَابَ إِقَابَ مِنْهُ And Allah will descend His iqab, Allah will descend His punishment on you if you do not do the job of enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. ثُمَّ لَتَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ And if you're in that status that you're not doing this job, you will raise the hands for dua and Allah will not, your dua will not be responded. And today we can see that. How many of us are raising our hands? to relieve not only the Muslims, but the mankind out of the misery. Why our du'as are not being responded yet? We really have to go and think about ourselves. Are we making ourselves eligible? So our du'a will be responded by Allah Azza wa Jalla or not. And to do that, we have to do the Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi al-Munkar. Now, we know whether, and we are probably hearing it already, that many people will be talking about what we should be doing. And this is really the thing that we should be talking about here today. That what is our role? What should I be doing today when we are in this situation? Okay? And it doesn't have to happen in the West for us to think this way. No matter where it's happening, any kind of a misery is happening, we have to think, what is our role, right? Now, unfortunately, many places we will hear things like, let's go and do candlelight vigils. Let's go and start writing to the congressmen. Let's go and knock the door of the UN. We've been knocking for decades and decades. How many of the issues of the Kashmir have been resolved? How many of the issues of the Palestine has been resolved? How many issues of the Rohingya have been resolved? How many issues of the East Turkestan have been resolved? None of those things are getting resolved. And the sad part is, many times we've been told by many of our own, go do these things and that would help. And when I'm saying many of our own, in some cases we find some of the scholars are telling us to do these things as well. So as a Muslim, we have to also understand, what is our criteria of taking the things from the scholars as well? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُحْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. They have taken their ahbar and ruhban as their arbab, as their lords. Talking about Yahud and Nasara. And when it was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they did not do that, when Uday ibn Hatim came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, did you take whatever they say halal is halal, whatever they say haram is haram? He said, yes. And Rasulullah said, this is what it means by making them as your arbab, as your lords. This is what it means by that. So we are warned that we should not be looking at them like this. For us, we have to analyze them from the perspective of Quran and Sunnah. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was used to be asked. Like the ahadith said, they were asking, what does it mean? Not they're saying, they're questioning the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the perspective of that what he's saying is not right. But they wanted to make sure. So today when a scholar is saying, we definitely have more reasons to ask them. That whenever something is said, why are they saying like this? What is the basis of something what they're saying? Unfortunately, we are becoming the very same way many times. We become like blinds and deaf. We cannot ask these questions. Whatever has been said, we just follow blindly. Like Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْعَالِمِ يَخْشَى الْأُمْرَاءَ فَأَحْذَرُوا مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ لِسْ. If, he's saying, that if you see a scholar frequently visiting Umrah, the rulers, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib is saying, then beware of him because he is a thief. He is a thief. And similar note, Ibn Abdul Barr said, وَقَالُوا شَرُّ الْأُمْرَاءِ أَبْعَدُهُمْ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَشَرُّ الْأُمْرَاءِ عُلَمَاءِ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مِنَ الْأُمْرَاءِ. He's saying that if you see, it is said that the worst rulers are the ones that are far from the scholars. And the worst scholars are near to the rulers. So what I'm saying is, I'm giving you some hints here. When people are telling us to do things as scholars, let's go check. Where do they really stand? And if they fulfill any of the criteria mentioned by these scholars or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should be watchful. Because at the end of the day, even these scholars cannot save their skin on the Day of Judgment. They cannot save their own skin, so how are they going to save our skin? We are all accountable for our own actions. So when we say, what is needed from us? One, to attain this level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the level or the rank or the title Allah has given to us, we have to get back on our feet and do the things that the Allah has ordained on us. And the way we can do that on an individual level is one thing, but there is something that needs to be done, that must be done, is on the societal level. And that can only be done by doing what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us, which is to attain the status of this ummah and the mission that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And the mission was وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينَ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with the guidance, with the deen of the truth. For what? So this way of life from Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who created every one of us, the heavens and the earth, whatever is in between, the way of life ordained by him prevails. Even though mushrikun will not like this. And that's the purpose of sending, that was the purpose of sending the prophets. And so was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as one of the hadith clarifies this, كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء. That Bani Israel was used to be, تسوسهم is the word from siyasa, right? That they were, their life affairs were run by anbiya, by the prophets. That was the job of the prophets. Bani Israel was sent with the prophets for this. كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي. That each one of them died and it was followed by another one. And he was taking over. وَإِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. And there is no Nabi, there is no Prophet after me, Rasulullah is saying. فَسَتَكُونُ خُلَفَاء فَتَكْثُرُ. And there will be khulafa in abundance. قَالُوا فَمَا تَأْمُرَنَا. Then what do you order us? قَالَ فُو بَيْعَةِ الْأَوَّلَ فَالْأَوَّلَ وَعَاتُهُمْ حَقَّهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلُهُمْ عَمَّا اسْتَرَاهُمْ. The hadith is going on and says, Rasulullah is saying that give the ba'ah to the first ones and asking us to give the right to them that belongs to them. What it means by that is that this is an obligation on us to have the Amir over us who implement the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal that brings the mercy to the mankind. The one who protects the Ummah, Al-Imam Al-Junnah, the Imam is the shield. Today the shield is missing. Today the shield is missing. Because of that, we are looking for shields left and right, looking for the securities or some sort of a sense of security. Somebody who can protect us. This is why we find Ummah is like an orphan. Doesn't know what to do. And for that, we have to go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to go back and implement the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have one leadership that can protect the ummah, inshaAllah. So this is from the perspective of, and we can talk about that if somebody has questions about this, how to work for that kind of thing. And it is tough times, okay? So I want to leave with something, inshaAllah, that will at least give us some hope and give us, tell us that how important it is for us when we are living in this time, that how much of the ajr that we can gain even today's time. Like the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ talks about that the time will come that it will be to hold on to the deen will be like you're holding on to an ember. And the actions or the amal of the time of the person will be equivalent to the 50 of your actions. And Sahaba asked Rasulullah ﷺ, 50 of theirs or 50 of ours? Rasulullah says, no, 50 of you will be equal to the action of one of them at that time. So today we are in a time that if we are doing, we are holding on to Islam and doing what Allah Azza wa Jal wants, then we can be the candidate of getting the hasanat that could have been equivalent like this. Now, what can we do today as individuals? Number one thing, Think of whatever is happening around us, whether it's New Zealand or whether what's happening around the world. It is an opportunity. We are in the limelight. Use this opportunity to convey the message of Islam not only to the non-Muslims, but to the Muslims as well. Use this opportunity. We have time for this. Think of it not only that we've been told about this, or these are migrants who are coming in, and they are, whether they're stealing our jobs or they are bringing their way of life and all those things. Don't just leave it like that. Think of it, why our fathers or ourselves or grandfathers, why did they migrate here? Why they are migrating in the big number in this country or in the West in general? Why they have to leave their homelands? While we know that most of the resources exist in those lands in the world, why do they have to leave? Why can't they get the best out of in their own countries? So these are some questions I'm going to leave with. And always think of it that we are, we have to think about why the world is being getting together against the Muslim Ummah. We cannot continuously think this way. Well, there are some bad Muslims who are against the rest of the world. You really think the shooter who went in the masajid in New Zealand, he was asking which one is a good Muslim and which one is a bad Muslim? They don't think that way. So let's get out of this frame of mind. And let's get together and show people the mercy that Islam offers to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Inshallah, I'll stop here.